Hi, this is Tiffany the Lass.
And Shannon Waters.
And we're going to be talking about Shannon's upcoming trip. At the end of this month, she's going to set sail across the Pacific Ocean to study plastic pollution and track the Japanese tsunami debris. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Great, thank you. How did you become involved with this research project, and what have you been doing to prepare yourself for the trip?
So I first became aware of the project a few years ago. I was working for a nonprofit in San Diego called I Love a Clean San Diego. And I learned, I think, initially in a news article about the fact that there was this big mass of plastic that was floating in what's called the North Pacific Gyre. And, you know, that raised some alarms for me. And I started doing some more research and just trying to find out more about it and realized that there were some groups, some other nonprofit organizations that were going out into the middle of the ocean and studying what's out there, basically, trying to get a sense of what it was, how it got there, and how we can keep all this trash from getting into the middle of the ocean. So back in, I guess it was October, I reached out to an organization called the Five Gyre Institute, and they're one of the organizations that goes out and conducts the trawls and the research in the middle of the ocean. They're teaming up with the Algoleta Marine Research Foundation to conduct this research expedition in actually May and June. I'm going to be on the June voyage that takes place traveling from Japan to Hawaii. So it was an issue I was really interested in and threw my name in the hat, and luckily they thought I would be a good asset to the team.
How long will you be gone?
I'll be gone for, I'll be traveling for 6 weeks total, but I'll be gone sailing and conducting the research for a total of a month. So we're going to go a month without touching down on land. We're going to take off from Tokyo, Japan, and sail across the Pacific to Hawaii, and we'll end up in Maui. And along the way, based on the ocean modeling that different federal agencies have projected, we're going to, we think, be encountering some Japanese tsunami debris and trying to get a sense of whether or not the projections of where they believe the debris to be actually matches up with where it actually is.
So why is this issue so important?
This issue is really important to me for a lot of reasons. One, the oceans and the beaches and the California coast that I grew up on are really, really important to me. I find a lot of solace in just being on the beach. It's a place that I go for reflection. And oftentimes as I'm there, I find myself picking up pieces of trash just because I see it there. When I learned that there was all this plastic in the ocean that was washing up onto the beaches and vice versa, you know, things on our street that are washing out onto the beaches, it raised a lot of alarms for me. But I think it's bigger than that. It's bigger than just, you know, the cleanliness of the beach and me enjoying my time there. California is really, really dependent on its coastline and what that means for the tourism economy in California. And as we continue to trash our beaches and trash the ocean, we continue to trash our economy, which is something we can't really afford to do at this point. There's also growing evidence that shows that the plastic that's in the ocean has effect on the food chain. It's very much in beginning research stages, but plastic that's in the ocean has the ability and tendency to attract other pollutants like DDT and PCBs and other pollutants that have just washed into the ocean. And so as smaller fish eat these pieces of plastic, they're also ingesting all of the contaminants that are absorbed onto the surface. So, you know, you don't really have to go too far to the stretch of the imagination to think that if we eat the fish that's eating the fish that's eating the plastic, we're also ingesting that plastic and the contaminants that are adhering to it. So there's some real long-term implications for what this all could mean for human health.
When did scientists first realize that these garbage patches existed?
So as far as I know, the first real publicity that came out of this was around 1996. And the founder of the Algoleta Marine Research Foundation, Captain Charles Moore, traveled across the North Pacific Gyre, which is basically just a swirling current in the middle of the ocean, something that just happens naturally. And as he sailed through this stretch, which is typically avoided because it doesn't have strong winds, as he traveled through the stretch, he found that there was a lot of plastic concentrated in this area. And, you know, he was in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. It's this huge, vast ocean where there's, you know, no land to be seen on either side. And yet here is all this plastic that, you know, parts of it can be identified as stuff that we use every day. So he started looking into that more and realizing that, you know, this plastic was really coming from our shores, all of ours that surround the Pacific. And we need to raise awareness about it so that people know that it's there and can take steps to eliminate that plastic being there in the first place. So since that initial finding, Algalita as well as the Five Gyre Institute have gone out and conducted trawls in five of the major oceans. Mm-hmm. So the North Pacific Ocean, the South Pacific Ocean, North Atlantic Ocean, the South Atlantic Ocean, and also the Indian Ocean. And they found that there are gyres that exist in all of those regions and naturally, and that there's plastic in each of those gyres.
So the plastic and the debris that gets into the gyres, how deep does the gyres take the trash down into the ocean?
So plastic has actually been found all throughout the water column. It's been found at the ocean surface. It's been found, you know, several feet deep. It's been found all the way down on the seafloor. For as deep as research has been conducted on the seafloor. So it really, you know, plastic floats at different densities. Some of it is more buoyant than others. And as such, it reacts that way in the ocean. Some of it floats on the surface. Some of it sinks a little bit deeper. But it is pervasive all throughout the water column.
Will any of the debris eventually reach shore, or will it just continually swirl in the middle of the ocean?
The debris that's in the gyre, that's washed off our shores and entered the ocean and kind of swirls around and breaks apart, will eventually come back onto our beaches. In fact, in places in California that I visited, Kehoe Beach being one in particular, you can recognize that the trash on the beach is very different from the trash that you would find at a place that's really visited, like a beach in San Diego. So on a beach in San Diego, you might see an entire plastic bottle because someone went to the beach and they left it there and, you know, forgot to pack it up with them when they went home. On the beaches in Kehoe, it's really remote. It's not a place that a lot of people visit, and you see tiny little fragmented pieces of plastic that really aren't identifiable as any one thing. And the thought behind that is that on beaches like Kehoe, the trash that's been circulating in the gyre has actually been spat out, for lack of a better phrase, back onto the beaches. So, you know, it got caught in a current that then ended up reaching the shore through the tides.
What's the main purpose of the research? Is it to help figure out a way to capture all of the trash, or just to study what's going on?
So the purpose of this voyage really is to gather the research and get a sense of what's out there. We are mostly focused on collecting plastic pollution and trawling for density samples, so to see how much plastic is in the water at different areas of measurement. But as I mentioned, we are also going to be noting where we come across the Japanese tsunami debris. And in a larger sense, one of our biggest goals is really to bring awareness of this issue to the public. So, you know, bringing this issue just to the national consciousness, and with that, engaging in conversations about how we use plastic on a daily basis, and if we really need single-use plastic in our lives as much as we use it today.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like it just keeps increasing. There's more and more things that are made from plastic and packaged in plastic. We'll have to adjust a lot if we're going to eliminate plastic from our daily lives.
Sure. And I think, you know, that challenge sounds very daunting. To be clear, I don't think that plastic is bad or evil. I think it's very useful, and I think it's a really valuable resource. So where there's a disconnect for me is I don't understand why we're using this really valuable resource for, you know, a cup that I'm going to drink out of for a minute, 2 minutes, and then throw away. You know, to me, that there's a really big problem with that. So, you know, I've taken small steps, really, that I think have made a pretty big impact, and when coupled together would make a huge impact. So I use a reusable water bottle. I bring my mug to the cafe when I get my coffee. I don't use straws. I tell people not to give me a straw when I order a drink. It takes a little bit of forethought, but, you know, it's really not a big inconvenience.
And so when you're doing the research, is there a way that people can follow you on a daily basis, or will you have an internet out there?
We'll have very infrequent satellite feed. So we will be keeping people tuned in to our blogs. I have my own personal blog called plasticwaters.tumblr.com. And in addition, the organization Five Gyres has a blog on their website, which is fivegyres.org. And Gyres is spelled G-Y-R-E-S.
Well, I can't wait to read your blog and find out all the things you experience.
Thank you.
So, well, maybe we can touch base when you get back and hear about what you discovered.
That would be great. I would love to use any and all outlets to help spread this message and get the word out there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Shannon. And we're piratepods.com. Can you give us your best pirate impression since you'll be selling the seas?
Sure. I am sure I'll be seasoned when I get back, but for now it's a good arr, matey, with a little fist pump there.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.